All right, my name is Hartzell. Kind of cold open. Our first KC Morning Show cold open. Literally a cold open. Because I'm sitting in the parking lot right now. We're outside the unlabeled music services studio. Going to pull back the curtain a little bit. Our call time, when we're supposed to get here, is 4:55. Y'all know Pete gives me a lot of grief for my truancy, a.k.a. my lateness. Well, let it be known, on the record, it's 5:21. Yeah, that's right. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed, you know. Syracuse degree, it's kind of master's, Pete does. I guess they didn't teach him how to set an alarm clock, you know. Or even how to, you know, charge a phone, because his phone's dead. So, yeah, y'all might be getting this pod a little late today, but, that's all right. Hump day. Baby. Here's the show.
Everything's running smoothly.
Is it, though? Is it, though, Peter? My name's Hartzell. That's Peter James Jamal Sweeney. This your KC Morning Show. No, it's Pete. It's Peter. It's Peter D. Sweeney today. As in... Dude, where's my co-host? 6:50 right now. Show is supposed to be posted at 7. What time did Pete get here? What time was that, Pete?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Oh, wow.
I'm a humbled man.
A humbled man. What a comeback. What a comeback by your boy.
I arrived so late.
No. This is my time. I'm okay. Reclaiming right. My time because okay. I had to sit with a lot of extra free time in that parking lot this morning. Can you remind people what the game is that we play?
We have a call time earlier in the morning. It's before 5.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of minutes.
No, it's not before 5. Give them the exact time.
4:45.
There we go.
That works. Now if any serial killers want to come out and get us, they know exactly when to. And so 4:45 is when we're supposed to get here. And we've been playing a game so that it encourages us to arrive on time.
Mm-hmm.
If you arrive a certain number of minutes.
What's the current score before today?
It was 45-0 me.
Yeah.
Technically, because you had been an accumulated 45 minutes late
it
over
had
the
been
course
a rough,
of the show.
It was a rough couple starts.
Sure.
Time is relative.
Anyway.
What's the score now, Pete?
Well, you won the first game. And now you're also up by 50 in the second. That's if we're not counting Monday's 24 hours that you just decided not to show up at all.
Whoa!
Altogether.
Don't you put this on me just because you were slipping.
If we're not,
this morning.
If we're not going
no.
Since we're not
ew,
counting,
ew, just
since
you
we're not counting
slipping.
The 48 hours that you missed from Monday's show, yes, you are up 50-0
no,
in the
no,
next
no, no,
game.
No, 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 blame that on
here's
mother,
what happened.
That's Mother Nature.
This is the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
I was using an alternate alarm clock
oh,
that I had downloaded on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to give you deeper sleep, meditation, wake you up a little bit more gingerly.
What happened?
Well, this
work?
App did not wake you up at all. It just didn't wake you up, and so I ended up sleeping past 6.
Does it like give you tones? Does it like have music that helps you get to sleep, or just tracks it?
I couldn't tell you. Believe it or not, I don't know how it wakes you up. So that's
it doesn't.
So far, so bad. But the good news. It's supposed to be sunny all day today. It's going to be a little cold.
Oh, you're trying to move on real quick, trying to get to that weather.
It's going
to
be a little
what
cold.
A, what a
high
transition.
Of 38, low of 29. You think about what lunch I'm going to buy you.
I see what you're doing. Oh, I'm going to think long
and then
hard.
On Thursday, high of 47 and low of 33.
Well, I've actually got an idea.
Mostly sunny, no snow.
I've got so an idea with what I think you're going to do for me. We're going to talk about that later.
How was your weekend and your day off that you decided to give us on
why
Monday?
Do you keep saying this was on me? You try
Pete,
coming into work
Pete,
in the suburbs on a snowy,
Pete,
snowy day.
Pete, I can't
day.
Get through the snow.
All right, man.
I don't have any snow dogs. We're both at fault here. I was way late for today.
You're not going to give me
the people
any.
People have been waiting since Friday.
You're not going to give me any slack. I was driving in conditions, and I know me. I have what is called no insurance. So,
no insurance.
Let's just not let's not risk it for that biscuit. I'm not interested in that. So if we have snowy days like that, check the socials at KC Morning Show on Twitter, at the KC Morning Show on Instagram for all the updates. Hopefully, we won't have to do that a whole lot, but just going to be real with you.
How was your weekend, your beginning of your week? You're supposed to be in New York right now. I ruined the lead.
My snow day started off great. I'm like, all right, we're going to bang this show. That ain't going to happen. I'm going to go and get my car looked at, and then we're going to jet. Going to New York, 20 hours, let's go. Star Wars Marathon, AMC in Times Square.
Right. New York Hartzell.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm a native New Yorker now. Long story short, I couldn't find my keys, so we started off with an L. Monday rolls around, go to Walmart, get in the oil change, all that, and the guy says, hey, man, I'm just going to be real with you. This car's not going to make it to New York. I was like, what do you mean it's not going to make it? It's not brand new.
And this wasn't a salesman, you were assured?
Absolutely. This is a nice guy. He was not trying to oversell.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
He was. He really was a nice guy. And I'm a sucker for a sales pitch anyway, but this guy felt legit. And so he's like, man, I'm just going to be real with you. These tires are not going to make it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I can see that because there's no tread. How much are we looking, man? And he's like, here's a price. I said, well, just go ahead and put some wiper fluid in my car because I'm not going to New York. Just go ahead and fill up the tires. If
needs
you wouldn't
four
mind.
Tires. Purchases wiper fluid
because it's just not gonna happen. I went online to get plane tickets and I didn't realize again in my stupidity. It's Christmas holiday travel season. Flying there would have been easy. Like, if I would have flown out yesterday, would have been fine. And it would have been coming home. Friday or Saturday would have been just unreal. So we're not going to make New York, but.
That means two full shows.
Not only do you get some shows.
One late, one early.
But
my weekend was good as usual. You didn't
I'm not
ask.
Done yet. I'm not done yet. You know what? I was going to talk to you about this off air earlier because, you know, we would have time to kill. But no, this guy shows up late. AMC 28 in what, Leawood? They also are doing a marathon. I was able to talk to them. So I am going to be watching Star Wars Episodes 1 through 9. That starts today at 4:00.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be leaving. I'll be trapped there until tomorrow at 5 is when we get the chance to see Rise of Skywalker.
You got,
so
you got the life, man.
It ain't bad.
It's hanging out with me.
I'm
and
off
the rest
this
of the
week.
Time. It just sounds like fun things.
And I'm off this week because I requested off, so I don't have to do a damn thing. So what I'm saying is, for lunch, I want you to bring me lunch during the Star Wars marathon, because I can't leave.
You know that's not happening.
You know,
this will be a Saturday event
for
us.
Scoreboard.
I will certainly get you lunch. You know I can't during Wednesday to Friday, my busy time of my actual job.
Oh, that's funny, because here's the thing. I'll also be there on Thursday. And I don't think you mentioned Thursday.
Did you know Thursday is between Wednesday and Friday? Wednesday through Friday.
I thought you said Wednesday and Friday.
I know we don't have a Casey Morning Show on Thursdays, but it includes Thursday, believe it or not.
I thought you just
There's
said
a separate day in between.
Wednesday or Friday.
No.
You have no choice. You have no say in the matter. But other than that.
You eat liver and onions. How about that? Make you eat that.
Other than that, that was a successful, solid snow day. Now to you. How was your weekend?
Good.
Little vino for the Sweeno.
I love vino. I love the Sweeno. Obviously, love both. Weekend was good. Media karaoke night on Saturday. So.
Hold on. I've never heard a more pretentious title. Media karaoke.
A lot of
wow.
A few members of the Chiefs media.
The worst.
A few members of the Chiefs media get together.
Are sports media people better than radio media? Because
here's
they
what
are
I'll say:
the absolute worst.
I've only covered the Chiefs in the NFL.
Okay.
From what I've heard about other teams, a lot of the media is a little bit more contentious. We're all competitors, but we're pretty good friends.
That's nice.
Which is and so because it's weird in the sports industry, you're covering the same team, mm-hmm. but you're all in the same room. So it's the only. I think profession, or one of the few, besides actual sports, of course, where you're constantly alongside the people you're trying to beat.
Because there's got to be bad blood, man. We are affiliated with 610, you've got 810, you've got your Arrowhead Pride, there's other blogs too. Y'all all can't like each other.
It's felt like in the past, the radio...
Shots fired somewhere?
The radio guys were a little bit more, again, contentious, whereas I...
Yeah, I told you, we suck.
Our bosses probably don't want to hear this, but we're
they know too.
We're friends. We're a little bit more close, I think,
that's
than maybe previous years, previous generations. I don't know.
What was your song? What'd you go with?
Well, I sang a song for the piano man. I sang a song Saturday night because they were all in the mood for a melody, and I had them feeling all right. I have a pretty good Billy Joel.
Give me.
As they sit in the bar and put bread in my jar and say, "Man, what are you doing here?"
No,
we're not
going to
go. I mean,
I'm not going to let you.
We're
get
late.
Out.
We don't have time for the 7-bar piano man.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's already 7. Give me the piano man. Say the chorus at least. Sing us a song. You're the what?
Piano man.
Sing it.
Piano man.
Sing us a what?
Song tonight.
Because we're all in the
mood for a melody.
And Pete, you got me what?
Feeling all right. So I went to Julep after that.
Nice.
Checked out the pop-up bar. A lot of Chiefs news came, so I thought I was going to have an easy Monday, Tuesday. It was really busy, but was able to get some Tuesday stuff done. It's been a weird week so far with missing Monday's show, the snow, this today obviously being late. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay, take me there. Okay, this guy shows up late and already making plans. Okay, you tell me what
this
to
is going to be the proverbial.
Okay.
Week reset right here. I mean, we need a week reset.
This is our month.
If it's
going to
be
a month,
if it's
going to
be
Friday.
A good day for Kansas City, and I need a reset.
That's fine.
And so from this point forward,
okay,
all positivity, power positivity.
Power
I'm going to rub my belly.
Start it off positive, then. Let's do a little quick hit. A little shout out radio.
Sure.
Props to MoDOT. To KDOT.
Just moments ago, they took back off. They just came to get some more salt so that they could continue out on the roads. They'll be going all night long trying to keep those roads clear. And these are long days. They work all night, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., then the next crew, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it really is around the clock.
Whether you see us in front of you or behind you, or you know, if you're coming down a ramp, you know, try to back off. Let us get around. Let us get in front of you. Believe it or not, you'll have a lot safer easier ride if you let us up in front. Let us push the snow out of the way.
So props to our friends doing a Lord's work. I saw Mayor Q did a ride along with one of the snowplow fellas. He started the.
He was at the Chiefs game too.
How does he get around? That dude is everywhere. He literally everywhere.
I saw. I told you last week. I saw him at the bar somehow. Unreal.
And then he was playing basketball at one point in the tie. My man, he gets it. Listen, Mayor Q gets it. Dude's going to go far. I could see that man doing some things.
You think he's going to be the Prezi?
It's not that hard.
I hope so.
It's not that hard, man, if you can't tell.
Okay.
Boulevardia today, they're going to be announcing the move. Boulevardia, the beer, music, lifestyle. It's just a Kansas City festival. One of my favorites, our friends at Boulevard Brewing Company put it together. They're on the move. So they've previously been.
What does that mean?
So they've been.
I've seen ads for this, and I like Boulevardia.
They've been in the West Bottoms the first couple of years. This is year 5 or 6, I think. They've been in the West Bottoms Stockyards District. I don't know where they're going this time. They didn't give me any information.
I saw you last year's show with all the photos and your hat. It was might as well have been called Hartzell-vardia.
No, it was 96.5 the Hartzell for a little bit. Don't you worry. I swear I unveiled my, brought out that crop top, baby.
Oh,
woo,
gosh.
Man-made crappy top.
You were really feeling yourself that night.
I
remember that night in particular.
I forgot that we kicked it.
Yeah,
oh,
we hung
no.
out. We hung out. That was one of the first times we hung out outside of the Intercom
that.
Studios.
Did you meet the parents? Because my mom was there, my dad was there.
I did not. Muriel, no.
My twin showed up. I didn't even know he's going to be in town. He's a photographer. He does film, and he was shooting one of the bands. And so we got a chance to kick it. Boulevardia is just a really good time. I wanted to give them some love, and maybe we can have some of those folks.
So you
show.
Are Mr. Boulevardia. How do you not know where they're going? Or do you know, and you can't tell me?
They didn't tell me. I'll be honest. They really didn't tell me. I thought I was going to get
it's
a little.
It's probably their biggest secret.
I thought I would get some wink, wink, nudge, nudges. They did hit up my DM and said if I could share a video, which I did, but no insider trading. That's fine. No inside baseball. That's cool. That's cool. I'll do it live like everybody else.
Classic case of someone who thinks he's friends with somebody and may not be.
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Hump day, baby! Beer, 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 beer. Had somebody on Twitter, I forgot your name, I'm so sorry, we need to maybe pull it up, Pete, who said that she was missing on Sunday. That hot, sick, sweaty, sweet, passionate KC Morning Show News. But don't you worry, baby girl. We got you. We back today. We back on Friday. Never leaving you. Never lost, never leave.
She missed that sick beat. I saw that tweet. I can't find it, so it's good.
You know what this beat reminded me of? I thought about this in the shower a couple days ago. I'm going to play a little bit right now.
Oh, hit a little TMI.
This beat reminds me, if you're at a club, I could hear this song, this beat in the background being played. This is after like a banger just got done from the windows to the wall. And then you put this track on. It's like the one where you go to take your bathroom break, maybe go towel off a little bit, get a handkerchief. I call this handkerchief news. It's just a little bit of a dab.
So you're saying our news song makes people want to go elsewhere.
No, what I'm saying is...
That cannot be a good thing.
What I'm saying is the news, like this beat, is a nice refresher. Go wipe yourself off. It's not going to be extensive. It's not going to be a shower, but it's going to be enough to get you by. Going to cool you off, and then you can get back out there on the floor. I was reading a podcast thing. They said we should make more analogies, they said. It paints a better picture.
This, then, for me, is like torture. Is that a good analogy?
It's very good. All right, Pete.
Thanks.
Let's do some news. What is today's date, Pete?
December 18th.
A very important day. Hump day, baby. I think today we're going to impeach the president.
Two articles against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Democrats appear to have secured the votes to impeach. Late today, President Trump firing off a 6-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Dear Madam Speaker, Trump starts, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain.
And in her own letter tonight, Pelosi writes to her Democratic colleagues, quote, if we do not act, we will be derelict in our duty, saying in America, no one is above the law.
Isn't it derelict? Isn't that like a character on Doctor Who? Is that a thing? Did I make that up? I'm close, I feel like. Somebody's yelling in their car right now. Anyway.
Believe it or not, I do not watch Doctor Who.
You are not as big of a nerd as I hoped you would be. I thought she'd be more of a geek like me, like a closeted geek.
You're telling me I'm not a geek.
Not a geek like me. Is that a song? Also might be a song.
Come a long way since the sixth grade.
We've been talking about this a long time, and you hate hearing the news. I had a whole conversation about that yesterday during our
news.
Snow day. Impeachment happens. If we do this right, best case scenario, this never happens again, and we'll never have to talk about this news for, you know, after the next 3 to 4 weeks, y'all. We'll be done, and we can do
highly doubtful.
No, we got about another month, and then we're going to be moving on. But yesterday, the House Rules Committee approved how we're going to do this impeachment to date, which is later on today. The impeachment voting will take place. 6 hours of debate on the floor, which will be split up into evenly divided sections, okay? So Democrats will have 3 hours, Republicans will have 3 hours, and after they do those debates, they're going to vote. They're going to go right into it. So it all changes. It's one of those moments. My dad always talks about where were you when these different moments happened. Sure. He always says, you know, where were you? His birthday was when Lee Harvey Oswald got shot. He always talks about where he was when JFK was shot and the space shuttles and all that. This is one of those moments, man. Where were you when only the third president in history got impeached? So no matter what you think about it, it's huge because it's history, you know. Details everywhere. Let's just look at literally anything. Moving on to some happier news, some happier local news. The Chiefs and the Royals.
Oh, stepping on my toes here, I see.
I know, right? I had to go ahead and step on some sports news. I know it's a holiday season, but it feels like the Chiefs have really been stepping up their community service game. And for that, I love that.
The Chiefs and Royals teamed up to honor hardworking single moms during the holidays.
At CSL's Blendwell Community Cafe, the players served coffee, did some manicures, while the moms got to enjoy some massages as well.
It's a testimony to the Chiefs and Royals organization that they're coming out. Of course, the Chiefs are in the middle of a playoff run. The Royals are in the offseason. And of course, their players could be doing a lot of other things, but just a big thank you to the moms. They know they work hard.
I learned how to make my first latte today. You know, it's, a lot harder than I thought. You know, lots of measuring and things going on and that. I think I made it a little too strong. But it was fun.
It's good to be out here and to spoil these moms because, you know, they deserve it.
Happens to the best of us, man. Sometimes those coffees a little bit too strong. Ours is a little strong today.
I know it must be easy once you get training in it, but those baristas and baristos, Is it the same?
Barista Bros.
When they pour the coffee and then somehow make a leaf or a heart or something?
It's arts, man.
How the hell do they do that?
It's art. Shout out to the Kansas City Royals, Kansas City Chiefs. DeMarcus Robinson was there, Alex Gordon, Bubba Starling. I love it. Good stuff. And especially for single moms, I don't hear a lot of charities, community services that do a ton for single moms. As a product of a single mom, I can tell you how important this stuff is. I lucked out because my dad was around.
Sure.
A lot of single moms, they don't have that luxury. So this is great. Helping the moms and the kids relax a little bit. In the news, and I had this scheduled for Monday, but, you know, snow day. A study out of App Annie produced...
App Annie.
They produced some numbers, stats. Dare I say... I don't know. Dare I say that they gave us a list?
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. You sure did. You didn't think we could work in a list of Hartzell during the news, did you? Oh, what a surprise. The list of Hartzell.
The worst kind of surprise.
All right, we'll be quick with it, though. This news that came out of App Annie.
The list of Hartzell.
The... most downloaded apps of the decade. I just want to have you hear that beat a little bit longer. Any guesses what number one is? Don't look at the sheet.
Facebook.
Don't look at the sheet. Don't look at the sheet. Ah, Pete, you're the worst. All right, fine. Top 10 most
Facebook
downloaded.
And then maybe Facebook Messenger.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. This is the news, okay?
Love having the test answers.
Let me break the news during the list.
All right, man.
Top 10 apps downloaded in the decade.
You should go from reverse.
You know what? I will, because maybe you won't cheat that way. Number 10, Twitter. Number 9, YouTube. Number 8, UC browser. What the hell is that?
What is that?
7 is TikTok, which it's 7 for the decade. I feel like TikTok.
It's been around for 2 years.
Yeah, so that's a quick rise on that one. Number 6 goes to Skype. Number 5, the old Snapchat. 4, Instagram. 3, WhatsApp. 2, Facebook Messenger, which I didn't know people really use that. I never
use Facebook
that.
Makes you use it if you want to tap into your messages. I don't use it either. I refuse.
I called you on that Facebook Messenger this morning. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep. You called me in a few different ways.
Couldn't get a hold of you. Number 2, Facebook Messenger. And number 1, as Pete said, because he cheated. Facebook.
I'm just going to give you keys to my apartment. You can wake me up if this happens again, or on the weekend, you can bring me breakfast in bed. I take eggs over easy, by the way.
I was trying to move on from
toast.
That. I used to live with a ripping heater.
It's on its way to banning the sale of tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, according to reports from several outlets. People familiar with the matter told Politico the legislation is increasingly likely to be included in the year-end spending deal. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed their support, including Republican Senator Mitt Romney and Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. The federal minimum age to buy tobacco products is currently 18. Some major retailers have toughened their tobacco policies. Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Walmart have all moved to stop selling tobacco products to anyone under 21.
The change would make it illegal for anyone under 21 to purchase vape products, e-cigs, as well as traditional tobacco products. The change would lead to a, and I quote, substantial reduction in smoking among young people. I hate saying young people. I feel like an old person. I say young people. According to the report from the National Academy of Medicine, by the time today's teenagers were adults, it could decrease by 12%. There we go, 12% decrease in tobacco use. Listen, I'll just be honest. I just want my mango pod back. I'll just be honest. I miss mango. Damn it!
This sometimes can be counterproductive. Like a lot of people have said in the past, like maybe drinking age should be less because it removes that forbidden fruit.
I'm a libertarian. Damn it!
Forbidden fruit syndrome.
It's my freedom. Finally, up for auction, a certain banger sells the original lyrics for this song, sold at auction.
It's a little bit funny.
That's right.
This feeling inside.
That's right. It was for your song.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money.
But what do you got?
But if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Talking about you and me, Hartzell.
Take me home, take me there, here we go.
If I was a sculptor.
I want to hear. Let me get to the chorus. Hold on. Chorus. I want my chorus. I want to hope
this
they don't.
This is how
mind.
Hearts are ruined every moment.
I hope you don't mind. Oh, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
Are they blue?
Ah, damn it.
Just shut the music up.
Everybody.
Here we go. Found it. This is your song. What was this news? I forgot. Oh, yeah. The first draft of Bernie Taupin's lyrics for Elton John's Your Song sold for $237,000 because I hope they don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words
how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
I couldn't find the harmony, but $237,000 sold.
Classic DJ, only cares about the chorus.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
No respect for the other words of the song.
Benny and the Jets went for $87,575. However, the lyric sheets for Candle in the Wind, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting did not sell. I'm shocked that Benny and the Jets didn't sell. Interesting. Maxine Taupin was the ex-wife of John's longtime co-writer, Bernie.
Benny and the Jets, okay, right.
Benny!
You're missing my joke. From Benny and the Jets, we go to Patrick and the Chiefs.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Come on.
Mine was better.
Just screaming your head off, playing the chorus.
This is my song.
You should have just did the show.
I hope you did. I thought about it when I'm a key. Could you relate? Go to sports.
Welcome to sports again with Pete Sweeney. Here I am. Better late than what do they say? Better late than lever. You know by now the Chiefs won on Sunday.
Oh, what a cluster this morning, my friend.
But the thing everybody's talking about now is the acquisition of pass rusher Terrell Suggs to your Kansas City Chiefs. First of all, who is Terrell Suggs? Really a probable Hall of Famer. He's 37 years old. He's played in the league for 17 years. Yeah. 16 of those years were with the Baltimore Ravens. They won a Super Bowl back in 2013. If you remember, you're just a casual fan, it was that Super Bowl that there was a blackout in the middle of the game.
Oh, that's right.
Between the Ravens
that.
And the 49ers.
I did forget about that. I forget that team, that was Joe Flacco, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Flacco's elite.
That's right.
Signed a contract with the Arizona Cardinals this offseason because that's where he has a home. The Cardinals went absolutely nowhere this season. So they part ways last week. Suggs becomes a waiver subject. So that's what the NFL calls it, subject to waivers, meaning the rest of the league can claim him. So Suggs comes out last week and says, I'm only reporting to the Baltimore Ravens, so don't claim me unless you're the Ravens.
Oh, this guy.
The problem with that is the Ravens are playing the best right now. They're last in the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. So if any other team in the league puts a claim in, it's over. They have their rights. The Chiefs were 26th, so the 25 teams in front of them did not put in the claim. Three behind them did. Seahawks, 49ers, and the New Orleans Saints. So this is a player that a lot of these playoff teams who hope to win the Super Bowl want to either
so he would have got picked
have
up.
Or prevent from going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
So Suggs was left with the choice. Either report to and play for the Kansas City Chiefs, who now have his rights, or don't play at all.
Listen, he took his shot. It's a special connection for Terrell Suggs to Baltimore, and so that's the place that he thought, well, if it's not going to finish out here in Arizona like I had thought, let me go back there and let me see if I can maybe be part of a Super Bowl run. But then once it happened that he was claimed by the Chiefs, he looked up and he said, okay, this is a pretty good team. They've got a shot at the Super Bowl, certainly if they can get another pass rusher on Steve Spagnuolo's defense. And then he looked around, I'm told, he saw the roster, Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. Wow, there are a lot of good players on this team, a lot of players that I would love to be a teammate of. So, yeah, he's going to be in there and be a perhaps integral part of a team that's trying to make a push.
So this is a major story.
It's a no-brainer. What are you doing, man?
Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, that's who that was. So Suggs, but this will be a huge storyline going into the playoffs, going into Chiefs and Ravens and the AFC. He goes from wanting to play for the Ravens, where he is a legend,
mm-hmm.
could be the reason the Ravens go to the Super Bowl if he lands on that team. Now he could be the reason they don't go to the Super Bowl.
Is he salty? The guy's great. He's a legend, but if he doesn't want to be here?
Well, here's the thing.
Or does he? I don't know. I couldn't tell. I really couldn't tell.
You're not going to turn down a chance to play with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's just going to be wild because what we're looking at right now is the Chiefs going to Baltimore mm-hmm. in the AFC Finals, pretty much, to play the Ravens to see who goes to the Super Bowl. So he'll be going to Baltimore as a member of the other team.
Oh, that's right, because they would be a higher seed.
They're probably going to be the higher seed.
They're going to be number one seed.
Oh, let's do that. I'm excited for that.
So that's a major storyline now.
Yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
Six Chiefs made the Pro Bowl, which is the NFL's All-Star game. Ready for the list? Here we go.
Give me that list. Do I need to hit the thing?
The list of pizza. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, three first-timers, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, and rookie Mecole Hardman. Your snubs include the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, who certainly should have made it, and offensive lineman Mitch Schwartz, who gets snubbed every single year. More Chiefs content tonight as I host Arrowhead Pride Radio at 6:10 Sports at 6 p.m. Lastly, baseball. The Royals signed a former first-round pick. Boys in Blue picked up 27-year-old right-handed pitcher Braden Shipley. It's a minor league deal. Shipley was the 15th overall pick of the 13 MLB draft. Stats in the majors and minors have not been good, but let's see if the Royals can turn him around. And scores, nothing really local, but the Indianapolis Colts got smacked on Monday Night Football, 34-7.
I like that.
Another
that
NFL storyline.
Do that again.
Smack. Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, now has 541 for his career, breaking Peyton Manning's record of 539. Tom Brady has 538, so this could be a back and forth until somebody retires. So they're going to play to their 60, because neither was going to want to retire without that record. And that is your sports.
Good sports, Pete. I know it's 2019, so...
29, Swain.
We...
Continue.
It always works. A lot of how we judge folks now is based off of what you binge. What are you watching? What are you looking at? So we're going to get into all of that. Because I feel like you're... What are you watching? What do you like to watch?
Oh, I can't talk about that. Not safe for work.
This is your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete's with you. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Real quick, hit him with them social medias, Peter.
You can find us everywhere.
All the places.
KC Morning Show, except for Instagram. It's the KC Morning Show.
Don't get it twisted.
We're of course, coming live or taped, I should say, from Unlabeled Music Services in Westport. And so check them out. They can do a lot of different things for your music needs, your entertainment needs. We got to have something a little bit more official, I think, coming up soon about some of the things they offer, so it'll be good.
We are?
Yeah, that's on the way.
Did you get an email that I didn't read?
I got a text.
Oh, okay.
So that's on
the way. Was that the text you got when your phone was off because you didn't show up to work on time today, or was that a different text?
Here's what I'm going to do with my phone. I'm going to throw it in the trash, and then I'm going to use the old school alarm clock, the one that dances on your desk.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to slam it with my pillow, like in the old movies, and then I'm never going to come back here.
Here's what I'm going to do with that clock, your clock. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to shine it up real, real nice.
Oh, no.
I'm going to shine it up real, real nice.
Earmuffs, kids, earmuffs.
I'm going to polish it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass! Dwayne The Rock Johnson. All right, Pete.
Didn't like that.
What kind of binge watcher are you?
Binge TV watching is when you marathon like five seasons of a TV show.
Next one!
More than 2 hours of one program is a binge.
We're really used to having things available to us right away.
That's the last one!
Things like Netflix, Hulu, Plus.
I love Law & Order.
Big Breaking Bad fans. I finished the first two seasons in 2 nights.
That is just perfect!
Suits, The Walking Dead. I tried to get into Breaking Bad, but I haven't.
What? It's funny. I pulled this audio from, this is 2013, and they talk about it as if this is just going to be a passing fad. Like, eventually we will get off the couch and just go back to watching episodes weekly, and it's interesting to see how we have
evolved.
And now, because when that audio was taken, nobody was cutting the cords yet and all that, so here we are. And we've come a long way, because ABC.net has found that there are five common types of streamers.
Okay.
So I'm going to find out which kind of streamer you are. Okay. The first and most obvious type of viewer is called the list maker. Okay. Number one, the list maker. The most obvious type of viewer, the list maker collects titles when and where they can, likely keeping a list on their phone. So these are the folks that I want to make sure I see everything. Shows they're most likely to watch include a new season of a show, that it was maybe big a couple years ago, or something that just catches your interest that you have to write down. You want to see it maybe at a later date. So that right there is the list maker. You're going to put what you want in order, kind of like your cue. Number two, they call this person or these folks the sheep, which I thought was a little bit derogatory. I don't like that, you know?
Rude.
I don't, but it's also, it's spot on.
You don't want to be a sheep.
This common type, the sheep relies on friends, family, and colleagues to tell them the shows they should be watching. So people like these would be shows like Game of Thrones, Handmaid's Tale, Breaking Bad. Remember when, like, the beginning of 2019, I feel like every week there was a new thing that we had to watch. It was like Black Doll, and then... what was it? The one with the one woman who's just so basic, but people love Bird Box. Bird Box with what is that blindside woman's name?
Julia Roberts.
That's not Julia.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. There it is. When in doubt, though, those are the two you go with.
They look very similar now that I think about it.
Well, it's just white women, man. They all look the same.
Oh, wow.
Number three.
Apologize.
The cross checker. What is a cross checker? Now, this is the person who's the most thorough of all the groups. This type of viewer has a more rigorous selection process to determine what media they like to devote their time to. So this genre, this group, open to switching genres,
okay,
making the most of the viewing experience. Most likely to watch Black Mirror, Big Mouth.
Ooh, that's a show that I think you would enjoy. Have to enjoy.
Big Mouth?
Yeah.
It's gross. I don't like the animation.
I just know the
don't
title of it. I just feel like it would resonate.
Oh, this guy.
I think it would resonate with you.
We got a funny guy over here. Peaky Blinders also on that list. Black Mirror. Peaky Blinders. Are you watching Peaky Blinders? I do need to start that one, actually. That's the Baker Boys,
yeah,
right?
Because you're a damn cross-checker wanker.
Number four, the softy. This is probably me. If I'm going to be honest, I'm the softy. This is the person who likes to rewatch their favorite series out of nostalgia, perhaps an introspecting type of experience. People like these folks like to watch shows including The Office, Friends, Arrested Development, Seinfeld, Parks and Recs, et cetera, et cetera. That's me.
The one where Hartzell watches the same show again. There's one more.
Touche. That was very good what you just did there. I'm picking up what you put down. Number five, finally, the desperado. Desperado, why don't you come to your same? We've been singing a lot today. I apologize. Hump Day Harmony, I guess. This person is a desperado. There's no hope filling the void after finishing a good series, and there's the only thing left for you to do is wait. These are series like The Crown, Doctor Who, Rick and Morty, where you don't know what to do in between because the seasons maybe take some extended breaks.
Right.
So, Pete, you have the list in front of you. What kind of binge watcher are you?
I would say probably, if I had to pick this, I would say a little bit of the softy, a little bit of the list maker. Like maybe there's a little bit of a percentage there for me.
What do you watch? Besides sports?
I watch a lot of sports.
You watch a ton of sports and stuff?
Yeah.
What else do you watch?
I watch movies.
You know, this guy obviously doesn't watch movies.
One thing that I've been wanting to get into, and I really haven't picked up a show in a long time, is The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you come with the king, you best not miss.
That's next on the list.
We got some cameras in here. You know, we can maybe set up a video ourselves. Think about this. We probably wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for Netflix and all that stuff. That on-demand media.
Well, that's why
that changed the game, man.
The podcasts are getting so popular now.
Because
so
remember when Netflix wasn't supposed to make it? Remember when we thought when they made split, it wasn't going to work anymore?
I always thought it was going to be like this. I mean, I honestly thought, I remember having a conversation with someone back in, must have been 2013. I go, I bet Netflix eventually is on the same plane as HBO.
Oh, did you?
And they were
this guy, what a visionary.
And they said, I swear to God. And they were like, no. And I'm like, I'm telling you, because I think people are going to really like this on-demand style. And now HBO, in some regards, is following what they do with HBO On Demand and so on and so forth.
Wow, did you present this to the board or something? I feel
I
like
I would have.
You really,
I
really
should have. I missed out on
you're a visionary.
Good investment.
Ahead of your time. So that's your binging style, Pete. I'm going to judge you by that. I think maybe you and me should find a couch and let's go chill, baby boy. Let's go chill.
You and I, you want Netflix and chill with me.
Okay,
I'm going to politely say no. We can watch Netflix. Hold the chill.
impressive, most impressive.
The KC Morning Show.
I had to, man. I had to. The next time we see these folks, next time we're chatting on Friday, The Rise of Skywalker will have been released. Let's go! Ooh. Ooh, that was tough. Ooh, had to use a diaphragm.
Darth Vader's son, Luke.
Just spoilers left and right, huh? If they haven't gotten it by now, they never will. Pete, tell me what we can expect our Wednesday and Thursday preview. Because I got to get your Wednesday Wisdom audio pulled up.
Wednesday and Thursday preview. While I'm doing these previews, maybe we should get some tunes going.
You want to do it now?
Not now. Not now. I'm saying maybe in the future we come up with a new riff. Because since you seem to have a riff for everything you do on this show.
Okay.
Tonight at Pawn and Pint, a Dr. Seuss Christmas painting workshop begins at 7 p.m. Join renowned local artist Drew Donnell in this entry-level painting workshop. Appropriate for all skill levels and craft enthusiasts, you will receive an 11 by 14 canvas and access to all of the paint you could ever hope to need. Oh, no. See, this is... Careful what you wish for.
I found it.
In the description, it says, Drew will personally teach the class in her own intimate style, giving each participant one-on-one time and pointers in between Bob Ross-style instruction segments.
You can't do it. You're not going to make it. I'm going to get you to break.
We'll paint for around 3 hours total, including a break in the middle to stretch and enjoy drinks at the bar. So... Pawn and Pint, Dr. Seuss Christmas Party. I guess you'll be painting the Grinch.
Jesus. All right, I'll fade
out. Or as I like to say, a picture of Hartzell. Do you know every Wednesday at 6 p.m., Hartzell?
I'm just cutting it off after that.
Do you know every Wednesday at 6 p.m., Bar K celebrates small dogs?
Oh, do they now?
They have a small dog park, so you stay dry. Drink discounts in the small dog park. So they differentiate between small and big dogs. It feels a little wrong. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if that's the right thing to be doing.
Separate but equal.
But if you have a small dog.
I'll leave that joke alone. Wednesday at 6 p.m. I will retract that joke.
Let's move on.
Sorry. Let me just go ahead and do this real quick. Then just forget about what we just did.
Also tonight at 7 p.m., you know about this, Hartzell?
Uh-huh.
A WWF No Mercy tournament.
Oh, let me pause this then. I'll pause
up,
that.
Down. I love this game. I might have dabbled. Also tonight in Westport, Kelly's is hosting Meat Bingo, which that's is a crowd pleaser.
That's your spot.
On Thursday, it's third Thursday at the Nelson Atkins Museum. Speaking of spots, here's your spot right here.
Mm-hmm.
This month, it's Pajama Jam. Wear PJs to the museum.
Ooh, with some PJs.
From the description.
Put some PJs on.
Break out those winter onesies, holiday PJs, and ugly sweaters to join us for a chill night of art, dancing, and more.
Chill, bro.
On Thursday at P&L, it's Travis Marvin's Corn-Fed Christmas.
Oh.
Benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters, good cause. Tickets via Eventbrite get you barbecue
buffet.
Oh, no,
buffet, I feel bad. I feel bad.
Half-price drinks from 6 to 10.
Hell of alliteration.
Chance to win raffle prizes, music by Crossroads 7 and Travis Martin. Also Thursday, your chance at 7 p.m. for band music at the Hotel Phillips. Your last chance. From their description, for those who don't know, their speakeasy will no longer continue music into the new year.
Oh.
And they're going to thank everyone who helped them along the way. So last chance for band music at the Hotel Phillips, right. 7 o'clock
we'll go sing,
on Thursday.
Pete. We'll go sing.
If you have an event we need to know about, please email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Not really a ton of sports going on. Local college basketball and the NFL resumes this weekend. No Thursday night football. There are three NFL games on Saturday.
Big ones, too,
which
right?
We will talk about pretty on big. Friday.
Ooh, Friday. You know, it's that time, Pete. On Wednesdays at Hump Day, baby, Pete does a thing where he likes to break you off of just some feel-good words.
Inspirational.
Of wisdom. You ready to go? You got your stuff ready?
Yeah. Today's theme is a great way to start your day. I do not have a great way to start my day.
That's all right, baby boy. Keep on going.
Hold on. I lost it. Okay, here we go.
You can't even find it? Pick it up and go. God, you're struggling today, Pete. Hit the beat. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
It is only in the heart that one can see rightly,
mm-hmm.
which is essential to the eye. Don't know about that.
What the hell was that?
We should all be thankful for those who rekindle the inner spirit. Oh my, this is a good one.
Oh, break me off.
Life isn't about finding yourself.
Uh huh.
It's about creating yourself.
Ooh. Ooh. 5, 6, 7, 8. that was your beat. Damn it, that was right your cue.
Wait.
I'll count you in. 5, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Take out your pen. Join me here.
Where's my nap?
Are you just waking up? Are you driving to work? Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 365 chance, if that's the case anyway. I get up in the morning, and I know it's going to be a great day. You never know when it's going to be over, so I refuse to have a bad day.
Mm-mm. Undo it.
Today's goals, coffee and kindness. Maybe two coffees. And then kindness. But first coffee.
Okay.
An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. Maybe not in this 20-degree weather, Henry David Thoreau. I wake up every morning at 9 and grab for the morning paper. Then I look at the obituary page.
Okay.
If my name is not on it, I get up. Ben Franklin. Classic quote.
Classic Benny F. Oh, Ben.
And let me end this Wednesday wisdom from a great, great human being, Yoko Ono.
Oh, Yoko.
Maybe not so great.
Yeah, she ruined the band. That's fine.
Smile in the mirror. Do that every morning, and you'll start to see a big difference in your life. So smile today, my KC morning hose, because it's going to be a good Wednesday. A hump day Wednesday.
A hump day what?
A hump day Wednesday.
A hump day, baby!
Don't forget, it's going to be cold today. Bundle up, my friends.
That was excellent.
Pay me to do this.
Here's what I'm going to say.
No, they don't. Just kidding.
Here's what I say. So if you want to give us some love, maybe an at or a retweet, you know that we're going to go ahead and name you. My name is Hartzell.
It's Hartzell.
This your KC Morning Show. We'll name you. We'll shame you. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Hey, I was trying to find that one. It was a walk when we got there, and we nailed the beat. Woo, woo.
All right, I gotta go back to bed.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go start your day. You gotta go readjust your schedule, don't you? Poor Pete. Poor. Pete.
Only up from here, Hartzell. Only up from here.
Well, Pete, solid performance. I guess I gotta cut this pod here. We gotta do some editing and post because we're an hour late. That's okay. Friday.
Hey, our name wasn't, like, we got to think of Ben Franklin. Our name wasn't on the obituary today, so we got up. You might have thought my name might be on it at about 4 this morning.
I thought you were dead. I really did think you were dead. I thought you were dead, man. All right, my name is Hartzell. That Peter James Jamal Late Sweeney.
Gerard. It's Gerard.
I love you, Pete. And now you know what, KC? We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.